Welcome to this podcast about Pish River and Pillar Point in Washington State. The article is produced by CoastView, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara in AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. The Pish River rises near Ellis Mountain on the Olympic Peninsula and flows 16 miles northeast, draining a 29,632-acre watershed into the Strait of Juan de Fuca at Pillar Point, roughly 31 miles west-northwest of Port Angeles and 26 miles southeast of Nia Bay, Washington. The small community of Pish lies 1 mile southwest of the river mouth. Its name, like that of the village, comes either from the Coast Salish word meaning against the wind or current, or the Chinook jargon pish or pished, meaning fish. Two tributaries, Reed and Indian Creeks, join near the mouth, forming a tidally influenced estuary south of Pillar Point and north of Pillar Point County Park. Captain Henry Kellett named Pillar Point in 1847. Its summit rises to 740 feet. The Northern Olympic Peninsula's core rocks form part of the crescent terrain, basalt of the crescent formation, overlain by marine sedimentary rocks of the Pisht and Clallam formations. The crescent formation is an early Eocene seamount chain, accreted when an ancient oceanic plate subducted beneath North America. The Clallam formation comprises shallow water sediments deposited from the late Eocene to early Miocene, and is exposed along the strait between slip and pillar points. It consists of poorly sorted sandstone, conglomerate and minor silty sandstone with two coal seams once mined. The Juan de Fuca Trough was scoured by continental ice from the Georgia Strait, aided by Piedmont ice from the Olympic Mountains and Vancouver Island's Coast Range during the Fraser and earlier glaciations. Alluvial sediments fill the Pisht Valley and estuary. The Pillar Point headland disrupts the longshore current, depositing sediment as a submerged sandbar that fuels longshore drift to form an above-water spit from eroding sea cliffs and river deposits. Archaeological evidence suggests that as the glaciers receded, people moved into the Olympic Peninsula High Country, drawn by new vegetation, increased game, and expanded hunting opportunities. Stone tool remains have been found in the Olympic Mountains and foothills, and hearth sites dating from 8,000 to 4,000 years ago have been uncovered near mountain lakes, ridgelines, marshes, and meadows. Before European contact, the Clallam inhabited the northern Olympic Peninsula from the Hoko River to present-day Port Discovery. They established coastal villages and seasonal inland settlements. The lower Elwha Clallam occupied the village of Tsawitzen near Port Angeles for more than 2,000 years, from about 750 BC until its abandonment in the 1930s. European exploration of the Pacific Northwest began with Juan José Pérez Hernández in 1774 and James Cook in 1778. Followed by maritime fur traders in the 1780s. Early explorers did not enter the Strait of Juan de Fuca or contact the Clallam. In 1787, Charles W. Barkley became the first European known to have entered the Strait, and Robert Gray reached Clallam Bay in 1789. Between 1790 and 1792, Spanish forces from Nootka Sound launched several expeditions into the strait. Manuel Quimper reached Port Discovery in 1790, and Francisco de Aliza led a fleet based there in 1791. The first contact with the Clallam likely occurred before 1789, probably at Clallam Bay or Port Discovery, and involved exchanges of knives, buttons, and copper. In the early 1880s, homesteaders claimed land along the fertile Pisht River deltas, where stands of Sitka spruce, Douglas fir, western hemlock, and western red cedar thrived. In 1886, logging company Merrill and Ring acquired land rights at Pisht. World War I drove demand for spruce to build airplanes, and logging boomed into the 1920s when the Clallam village of Pisht was demolished to build a lumber mill and housing. The river mouth became an industrial port for the timber cutting industry, with logging, lumbering, and rail facilities to a log dump in the estuary. Today, nearly the entire watershed is repeatedly logged, with most trees less than 30 years old. The Pisht River supports 9 freshwater fish species, including 5 salmonids, Chinook, coho, chum salmon, sea run coastal cutthroat trout, and steelhead. Once renowned for robust salmon runs, all have declined because of habitat degradation. The river and floodplain have been altered by road and railroad construction, erosion protection, channel relocation, logging, in-channel wood removal, dredging, homesteading, agricultural development, wetland filling, and rural development. The channel was modified to facilitate log transport along the lower river and estuary, while routine dredging deposited spoils into tidal wetlands for agricultural use. In 29, the North Olympic Land Trust launched a plan to conserve the lower 10 miles of the river as intact habitat for native fish and wildlife. 2 properties acquired, as the Pisht River Conservation Area lie about 9 miles from the river mouth, protecting 74 acres that include 0.75 miles of the river, 0.3 miles of Green Creek, and 4 wetlands. The Makah tribe led restoration efforts by removing dilapidated structures, eradicating invasive vegetation, and replanting over 7,000 native trees with assistance from the lower Elwha-Clallam tribe. Further work in partnership with the Clallam Conservation District and Merrill and Ring added another 4,700 native trees and shrubs. In 2016, the Pisht River Restoration Support Project began a long-term effort to improve salmon habitat by constructing 35 engineered log jams, installing 350 feet of floodplain fencing, and undertaking riparian revegetation. Monitoring shows these projects have successfully restored channel and riparian features favored by salmon for spawning and rearing. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.